This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
My name is Taryn. I'm your host, and it is time for you to get out of here, Steve.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Zach will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Taryn.
Which video game character's mission is to rescue Princess Peach?
Mario.
Correct. The Himalayas are located on what continent?
Asia.
Correct. What was the name of the possessed hotel in The Shining?
Oh, the Overlook?
That is right. Butterhead, arugula, and little gem are all types of what?
Is that lettuce?
Yes. What animal has the longest gestational period?
Ooh, pass.
How many provinces
Elephant?
Are there? Yes. How many provinces Gosh. Are there in Canada?
Oh, man. Are there 5?
No.
6?
No.
7.
No. What rapper famously feuded with Notorious B.I.G. in the 90s?
Tupac.
That's correct. In The Simpsons, what is the name of Bart's best friend?
Milhouse?
Yes. How many teams make up the National Hockey League?
Oh, no. 30.
No.
28?
No.
32?
Correct. Two lines that never intersect are called what?
Parallel, Taryn.
That is right. Oh, my gosh. You got 9 correct, Zach.
9, man. Zach Attack is back.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I hope you're playing in honor of Bob Rivers this morning.
Absolutely. It's all for Bob, guys.
It's all for Bob, for Zach, Steve.
Oh, great. It's going to be for Bob, for me, too.
Well, you got your work cut out for you.
Oh, son of a...
Are you ready?
Oh, I think so. It's not working.
There we go. Which video game character's mission is to rescue Princess Peach?
It's a me, Mario.
Yes. The Himalayas are located on what continent?
Oh, crap. Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
Asia.
Yes. What was the name of the possessed hotel in The Shining?
Bates Motel.
No.
Oh, crap. That was... I love the movie. I can't think of it. Pass.
Butterhead, arugula, and little gem are all types of what?
Nicknames I had in high school. lettuce.
Correct. What animal has the longest gestation period?
What animal has the longest? A pig?
No.
A cow?
No.
A bear?
No. How many provinces are there in Canada?
There are 10.
That is correct. What rapper famously feuded with Notorious B.I.G. in the 90s?
That'd be Vanilla Ice.
No.
Tupac?
Yes. In The Simpsons, what is the real name of Bart's best friend? What is the name of Bart's best friend?
Trick question. He has no friends. Flanders.
No.
I don't know. I can't. Kenny.
No.
Stan.
No. How many teams make up the NHL?
32.
Correct.
Wow.
Steve, you got 6 correct.
That's probably not good enough.
Which is a loss.
Oh!
9-6.
Okay, that's nice.
Congratulations, Zach. You're the big winner.
Thanks, guys, and nice.
Nice. the friend of Bart is Milhouse.
Milhouse. I couldn't think of it.
And our friend Zach also knew that the longest gestation period is that of an elephant.
Yeah.
And then the one that you didn't get to that that Zach got right. Two lines that never intersect are called what?
Parallel.
Yes. Mm. All right. Nice work, Steve.
Well, thank you.
Steve Miggs, I think there are many things that we couldn't get away with in radio today that
right.
people got away with back in the day. And one of those things is nude stock that Bob Rivers put together.
And back 5-6 years ago, we had Bob Rivers on to talk about nude stock during the 50th anniversary celebration of KSW. And Bob shared a great story about the experience of doing nude stock. And this is what he had to say.
About nude stock. At the beginning of nude stock, everybody's a little edgy. And it's like, you know, there was a certain amount of... we're going to see some naked people of the opposite sex.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not even going to be doing anything wrong. How could this be? And what was so interesting about that is we are born this way. You know?
Yeah.
Humanity messes itself up with all kinds of boxes we put ourselves in, all with the good intention of being nice to people and respecting them. But we end up being so correct about things that we lose some of the fun and spontaneity. So nude stock went off without a hitch. I mean...
Was it cold out?
And we actually tracked someone down. They sent a text to us at 206-803-ROCK. That was at nude stock.
Because you mentioned before we even started the show, you're like, we have to talk to somebody that went to nude stock.
That was my dream, and yes. My dream is coming true with JD from Tequila. JD, tell us about your time in nude stock.
Good morning. It was a very surreal experience.
Hold on, Paul. Real quick, JD. I assumed the entire time we were going to go to you that we were about to talk to a guy who was at nude stock. So this just changed everything. I'm very excited to talk to you, JD. Let's hear what happened.
Oh, it was surreal. Me and another girlfriend and two of our guy friends decided to go. So they had us park at a park and ride in downtown Issaquah, and then you take a shuttle bus up to Fraternity Snoqualmie. So we're on the bus with everybody, and again, you know, we're nervous. We've never done anything like this. It's like, we don't know what to expect. And so we roll up to the entrance, and me and my friends look at the people standing at the entrance. We're like, oh, my God. All you could see at first was a... dude standing there with a Fraternity of Snoqualmie t-shirt, fanny pack, and tennis shoes. Nothing below the waistline. And I was like...
Oh, he was Donald Ducking it.
I'm like, are we really doing this? So we got there, and the thing about it that was really surreal is that during the time, this was 1992, so it was when the election was going on. And so you had a stretch limousine with Secret Service, all dressed to the nines, earpieces, the whole idea, and we're like... oh my God, we're going to be naked. And it took us a while. We finally got naked and we're just kind of looking around. We're just like, okay, this is weird. And what was the funny part was at the time I was dating the singer of one of the bands that was playing. So he got to the venue. I'm naked. He's clothed. And I'm like, it's really weird when you're standing naked with somebody who's clothed who you've been intimate with. We're like,
right.
I'm like, okay, dude. So he gets on stage and he didn't want to get naked. So God love Rockfish. Rockfish pants him right in the middle of the first time.
For real.
For real. I was like, thank you, Rockfish. You just made my day.
So random question. This is a very weird way to celebrate the life of Bob Rivers. But did you see Bob naked?
Oh, yeah. I saw Bob, Spike, and Joe naked.
So many questions.
It was weird because, yeah, so you get there, and there are a lot of people that belong to Fraternity of Snoqualmie who are naked. And then you have all these random people. And so we're walking around, like one of my friends who was extremely funny, there's kind of a slope. And so there's a guy and a girl sitting there. They're laying back. Their knees are kind of up. And he goes, it's a beautiful day. To the left of us, you got a full snack bar. And I'm just like.
Wow. Hey, JD, I have a question for you. So one of the more iconic moments was the giant picture where you're all spelled out KISW and you're all naked. It's an aerial shot. I remember when we talked to Bob Rivers, he shared how back then, because drones didn't exist, where drones could do it now for like, you know, a real easy thing. He had to spend like thousands of dollars to get a helicopter and a photographer to take a picture of that. Do you remember that moment of taking the picture? And which letter were you?
I do remember the moment. I don't remember. I never saw the picture.
Oh, wow.
I would love to see it, but I've never seen the picture.
Well, we got to find out.
How close were you to the people when you were taking the picture? Were you, like, just right up on each other?
It was pretty close, from what I remember. I mean, it's something like you have to experience. There's really no way to put it into words because, yeah, everybody's worried. It's like, okay, well, aren't you worried? You know, guys, whatever. No, because everybody's there, and you're just kind of like, after a while, you get used to it. But at first, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm looking off at the distance, and there's this handsome guy standing on the deck. Well, where he's at, there's a banner going across. So all I can see is his face. So I got my sunglasses on. All of a sudden, I get slapped in the back of the head. She's like, stop staring. I'm like, what are you looking at? She goes, the dude at 12 o'clock. I'm like, I'm looking at his face. Notice he has a banner in front of him. I'm not staring at him. But then 2 feet away from me is some big motorcycle guy in a vest. And I see like 7 inches of butt crack. And I'm like, okay, can we go back over to this view?
Let's go back to that guy. That's a lot better. JD, we appreciate you calling. And much love to Bob Rivers. And I'm sure you had a great connection with him. To be willing to get naked for one of his events, you had to have a lot of love for Bob.
It is. The first time I met him is I appeared on one of their segments that they had called Win a Girl Wednesday.
Yes.
The first time that I met them.
Can't get away with that these days, I think.
No, definitely not. But from there, we went to Nude Suck. But yeah, I listened to him all the time. He was such an icon. I remember when they left KISW, I was driving to work that morning. I'm like, all of a sudden, they weren't there. And I'm like, I'm hitting the button on my radio. I'm like, oh, my God, what is my radio broken? And that's before they went to KZOK. And it was just like you felt like a death immediate there. And so I knew it was coming. He was such an icon and such an amazing man. And he will dearly be missed.
Absolutely. Thank you, JD. Rock on.
We
appreciate
love you. Thank you.
We're celebrating Bob Rivers all day long. We're going to be chatting with friends and coworkers. And Migs, you ended up reaching out to one of his dearest friends.
Yes, and a great friend of ours as well, and a great friend to this radio station, and that is the man himself, BJ Shea.
And BJ is going to join us at 7:20. We're going to continue to celebrate Bob's life with another one of his twisted tunes.
I feel like this one's the appropriate one to do. It's a parody that Bob Rivers did way back in the day of Free Falling. And after that conversation, I feel like this is the perfect one to do.
Love it.
Do you remember the name of this one?
No.
Free Ballin'.
Yes.
I'm a good boy. Love my jimmies. Love tickling and scratching him too. I'm a loose guy. Not crazy about undies. Those jockeys will strangle my doodads. It's been a long day, sweating in my valley, but a cool breeze is blowing through these parts. Am I a bad boy? 'Cause I love how it's feeling. No, I'm a glad boy when I'm swinging in my shorts. So I'm free. Free falling. Yeah, I'm free. Free falling. My jammies, I wanna wink that snake with one eye. Gonna free ball, wearing almost nothing. Gonna swing my nuts for a while.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Miggs, the Earth is 4 billion years old, and how lucky are we that we got to live on this planet at the same time as Bob Rivers?
Oh, I thought you were about to go down a road of the Earth is 4 billion years old, and we have someone on our show who's a year younger than that.
I am so happy you guys didn't go down that road. I feel so much better for it.
I'm glad you didn't. So
yeah. Thank you, Sharon.
BJ Shea, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, guys. It's great to be back. I've been listening all morning, and what a great, great job you've done making a super tribute to my friend.
You were the first person I thought of when the news came out yesterday, and I was just like, oh, how do I... You know, I mean, and obviously we still stay in touch. It's not like it's like, oh, this is awkward, but it was just like, how do you reach out to somebody when they're grieving a great friend? And as I'm about ready to write you, I get a text from you just to let me know. And I was like, I would love for you to come in, but I understand if you don't want to. But like, I just feel like KSW, Bob Rivers is such a big part of it. BJ Shea is such a big part of it. And the two of you together are such great friends. It would just be awesome to have you on to be able to celebrate his life.
Yeah, you know, I will say this because I'm going to, obviously, you know, a lot of stuff has happened this week for you guys. And you said it best on Monday when you gave a great tribute to Sarah, who is my daughter. Some people may not know, but you guys were so good and a wonderful send-off. And you said something about family. And that's what this is. You know, we see Kathy Faulkner, you know, when we were here for the 50th and all the anniversaries and all the live days. There was something about this station that, yeah, things happen, business happens, you're owned by a big company, but something about KISW says, yeah, but we're still going to do things the family way. Mm-hmm. So me too. I was like, man, I would be happy to come in because he was a great part of KISW's legacy and a great part of our lives.
Absolutely.
BJ, over the years, I know you guys developed this insane friendship, you know, kind of rooted in radio and entertainment. What are some of the, you know, big life lessons or things that you've taken taken with you day to day knowing Bob Rivers?
Well, the thing that I don't think people knew, and it used to irritate me about him, is that I don't know if he went to a professional psychologist, psychiatrist, but he told me, he said, there's something about me, BJ, where I have the inability to get depressed. No matter what happens in my life, I'll get mad. I'll have all these other emotions, but I never get depressed. And I would be like, well, that's wonderful, Bob, because some of us do.
It's so Bob's a Vulcan, is what you're talking about.
Yeah, but you know, that was, so he, up until the very end, had such an amazing attitude, which was so inspirational. He helped me so many times in my life. I cannot tell you, and you guys know me, I used to call him ranting, raving, screaming about every problem and drama that I had in my life and in this business. And he'd always have that same, well, BJ, let me show you the other side. One of my favorite memories is how we first met, because I was a nobody and he was Bob Rivers, just got hired in Seattle, had that great stint where he stayed on the radio for 28 straight days until the Baltimore Orioles won a game.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of us radio people, you know what, I'll be up here maybe for 5 days.
Like a week.
Yeah. I mean, the Orioles have to win a game.
It's almost like they were trolling him.
And that's how he got the job at KISW. The folks at KISW saw that and said, we have to have that guy working here. And of course, like you guys talked about, he did Newstalk and everything. So this guy, he comes up to me at the convention, and this is back in the 80s, you know, bright light, big city, everybody's partying, you know, everything is happening, all the debauchery, but Bob's in recovery, and he hears about this one little geeky guy who likes Star Trek. So I don't know anybody. I wish I could meet somebody, and all of a sudden he taps me on the shoulder. He says, hi, I'm Bob Rivers. And I'm like, yeah, I know who you are. And he goes, I hear you like Star Trek. We should go to a movie. I'm like, I'd let you parade me up and down New Orleans naked as long as I can hang out with you. Whatever you want to do, buddy.
No, I don't want to go there, you nerd. I'm hanging out and drinking with the other radio people.
And that started the great friendship. And what he was such a curious human being who loved people. And he looked for the best things. And so he looked for the best things in me. And he said, I know you have a hard time getting along. I see you yelling at everybody, but come over here. I'm going to help you try to learn to get along with people. And that big heart was what I remember from him. I mean, and so many stories that people don't know, that Bob's such a big heart, helped so many of us in the business. I wouldn't be here today if not for him.
And the crazy part is that at many points, he was your competition, and he still never let that get in the way of helping. He could have easily been like, yeah, BJ, you should go scorched earth on all of them, thinking, well, this will get BJ out of town. But he was always going out of his way to make sure that, like, you were in a good headspace and didn't have to do that, especially when you're quote-unquote competition.
I don't know how much time we have, but there's a beautiful story about that. I mean, again, illustrating the kind of man he was.
Well, let's do that. But first, let's do a twisted tune.
Oh,
and I want you to pick.
I was hoping you were asking.
Bob is known for many great things. Oh, a great person, a curious mind, his nude stock, but also known for what I remember first hearing about him when I was in New York was his twisted tunes, his song parodies, to the point where some people gave Weird Al credit for some of his song parodies.
Yeah.
And it was actually Bob Rivers' song parodies.
No. That's our own Bob Rivers. So, and you picked out another one, Steve?
No.
With the help of BJ?
I'm putting it in BJ's hands.
BJ, what's the song?
I hope you guys have this, because I remember when this song first came out, and I thought, this is so funny because it's like, you know, it's the Red Rocker, and I love, you know, that they got, you know, Sammy in there. And I never thought it would mean so much, but I'm about to turn 65. So this song means so much more now than I think it ever did when it first came out, because I think I'm getting to that point. This twisted tune is pretty much where I'm at in my life right now.
It's I Can't Drive. I'm 65. Bob Rivers, Twisted Tunes. And also, shout out to Spike O'Neill. A lot of people are like, hey, don't forget, he was the guy who was singing a lot of these songs.
Yeah, Spike. And then another guy that Bob found who said, my God, you're talented. You must be in our business.
And had a great tribute on Cairo yesterday for Bob.
Yeah.
I'm sick! I'm sexy fine.
Rockaholics, if you are just joining us this morning, we have been paying tribute to the great Bob Rivers, who sadly we lost yesterday at the age of 68 after a battle with cancer. And our dear friend BJ Shea is here with us in the studio this morning to just share some wonderful memories about your dear friend Bob Rivers.
Yeah, and I thank you guys, man. Hearing the tunes, hearing all the great audio from when he was on the show and on KISW all those years, it's really wonderful to hear his voice. You know, his wife Lisa said that was one of the things in the paper, in the article, great article that the Times did, which actually was written by his agent's daughter. And the weird thing is, Lisa had said, she said, hearing his voice, she says, I'm going to miss him like hell, but you know what? I can just press a button and hear that voice. Mm. So I think this is beautiful for everybody to know that's the one great thing about what Bob did. You can put on a twisted tune. You know, you could watch one of his videos. And I think that is nice for people, because sometimes you don't have that when you lose someone that you love. And so I thought that was really sweet that Lisa said, just can press a button and I'll always hear Bob's voice.
And I also loved, I don't know if you saw what Andrew Rivers, his son, he had an incredible post on his social media page. I don't know if I can find it or not, but it was basically just saying how Bob recently had to start eating edibles. And Bob went to Andrew and said, hey, you want to eat some edibles and go to the Sphere?
Yeah.
And Andrew looked at his dad and goes, when did you become my best friend? And I was like, that is such a heartwarming, and it's a joke, but underneath all of it is like, what a touching tribute to Bob and Andrew's quirky, funny way.
Yeah, Andrew, a great stand-up comic, and has a lot of Bob in him, because they were both very quirky and curious in their own way. And it was really heartwarming, you know, in a way. Once the cancer diagnosis happened, of course, everybody's like, okay, I'm going to be around you, spend time. And Andrew had said, man, these last couple of years, they had the closest and best years, I think he said, he's ever had with his father. And when you have somebody like Bob, who was busy doing what he was doing, loving what he loved, being a celebrity in this area, you know, for a kid, sometimes you may not get to have as much time with your father or your mother because they're doing what they do. So he said how special it was these last couple of years.
So, BJ, I know you had mentioned something about the first time that you had met Bob.
Yeah. Oh, you guys had mentioned when I talked about it in the last break, you said Bob was so good, you know, even though we were competitors and he still took care of everybody. I will, you know, when I came to Seattle before anybody knew who I was 25 years ago, I did not have a job. I couldn't get a job anywhere. And Bob said, you know what, BJ, you're too talented to be out of work. And I know a station here in Seattle where you'll be able to get a job. I'll put in a word for you. So that was the old Buzz. And they said, all right, send a demo tape. I send a tape. They throw it in the trash. Mm-hmm. And Bob says, have you heard anything? And I go, no, I haven't heard anything, Bob. You know how radio is. And Bob said, oh, no, that's not how radio is here. And
he's like the kindest mobster ever. I'm going to go break their legs.
Because you know how it is, guys. If you've been trying to get a job, if people look back to you, it's over.
Yeah.
And so Bob was not happy that so he found out they threw my tape in the trash. And so he went into the program director and basically strong-armed him and said, get this guy an audition. I'm telling you, so he was able to do it. And I asked him, I said, Bob, you don't have to go out of your way. Why are you doing this? He said, look, here's the deal. Not only am I doing this for you, but I know that in 5 years, you'll have your own morning show. And at the time, I was only doing the midday. He was giving me a midday job. He goes, you'll have your own morning show, and you'll beat me in the ratings. I know this. Like, he's a prognostic. And I'm like, well, why would you bring me to town? He said, because I can learn from you. That's the kind of person he was. And I'll never forget the
Jedi mind trick is that.
It's insane. And Steve, you know, I mean, man, we had an amazing run in town. And I remember when we first did beat Bob in the ratings. He called me on the phone. He says, remind me, why did I bring you here?
Yeah.
You know, but he was so kind. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could look, you know, how competition is in the world of entertainment. Somebody who you think is better than you, you're going to try to bring them down. You're not going to try to elevate them.
Yeah.
But that's the man he was. He helped so many people.
I always feel, and maybe I've been eating some edibles with Andrew Rivers when I think this, but I was thinking about Bob Rivers yesterday and listening to some of his old clips and hearing these stories. Like, he really was the epitome of Seattle. Even though he was a transplant, he was the epitome of Seattle in the sense of, like, you look at the music scene back in those days. Like, it was competitive, but it was like that rising tide kind of a vibe. You wanted to make sure everybody did well. I want you to eat just as much as I'm eating as well. And I don't think a lot of towns are like that. And his brand of humor was so Seattle. Even though he wasn't from here, it was just irreverent, curious, kind of dorky, but in like in a very funny way. But like, I think that's why Bob was so great here. I think he just connected with an audience of people who were very like-minded and very similar in their vibe.
Yeah, he helped me with that. When I first came to town, of course, we're both from New England. And so the first thing he said is, okay, you're very aggressive.
He lied to you. Yeah. You're not aggressive at all.
And, you know, well, let me tell you, you know how I am. I mean, Steve, I mean, you know, the early days when I first got here, even before you and I worked together, and Taryn and Danny, I mean, you saw me, but boy, you did not see me in those early days 25 years ago. But he coached me. He said, Seattle's a wonderful place, but this is their town. They're not going to change for you. You have got to give them what they want. And he taught me how to be kind and courteous and still be an aggressive idiot at the same time. And he was such a great coach, such a wonderful human being like that, where he would just give you that time and that wisdom and that mentorship, and he made time for so many people.
And I think that, you know, to your point, BJ, that's one person. We all only get 24 hours in every day, but somehow Bob just lived larger than life and held space for so many people to learn from him and grow with him. And that, I mean, that's a one-of-a-kind individual.
It's crazy. And the things that he was doing when, here I am thinking, okay, like you said, he threw a baby shower. How crazy is this? He threw a baby shower for the person, for the baby who wrote the article about his passing. Like, so I talk about
that's
full
crazy.
Circle. Yeah, wow. Full circle crazy. It's like he just touched so many people's lives. So, of course, she was like, she's like, I write the articles. I want to write an article about this because this guy threw a baby shower for me when I wasn't even in the world yet. And I just, it's so many people that he loved and they loved him, and such a sweet, sweet friend. And I'm all in celebration because we knew this was happening. You know,
yeah.
He always said that. He says it's not when, it's if. But he wanted to do so many things. Wanted to get people to know about Alan White, the drummer for Yes. Mm-hmm. He was working on a movie or a documentary about that. Did the stuff with Heart. Like he just loved everybody and wanted to make everybody better the best way he could.
And a lot of love for you as well, BJ, on the text lines. Someone just said, hey, it warms my heart to hear BJ back on the air. Much love to you, BJ.
You are my Bob,
and I'm sorry for the loss of your friend. Nothing but love for you, BJ, from Justin and Ferndale, and a bunch of other texts as well.
Thank you, guys. If not for Bob, I wouldn't be here.
I also saw on the text line, and I miss it as well, so I found it. And, of course, we have to play Good Morning, BJ.
There was a few people were texting about that, but let's not forget about this one as well.
Good morning, BJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite. It makes me all warm inside.
Good morning, BJ.
I'm hoping that we can get you to hang out for a little bit longer.
Yes, I would love to. As you know, I'm living the retirement lifestyle, so... I mean, until I get to, I really just have to be out by 2 p.m. for the early bird special. Otherwise,
yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, that OCD, man, it gets crazy at 3 o'clock, so you got to get there early.
You know it, Steve.
I'm wondering if you feel confident in your ability to beat Migs.
Oh, really? I want to get a chance to play?
You want to play at 7:50?
Oh, you know what? For all these years, I thought.
Let's go.
All right,
he's nothing. I can beat him.
To the game Beat Migs, we did get another text request for a twisted tune, Steve.
Somebody said they were stuck in traffic earlier and they want the perfect song to play, one of the many great, you know, I knew about all like the national type of song parodies based on like national news and pop culture events, but the amount of Seattle-centric songs or Northwest-centric songs that Bob made for Twisted Tunes is just insane. And this person wanted to hear Highway to Bellevue. Of course, a little play on that AC/DC classic. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
Living easy, living free, out with the Volvo on a scenic drive,
Some poor bastard's in the breakdown lane. It's another damn backup on 405. That's called a AAA. Now, I would stop and help him, you see, but I'm running behind. I have to get Muffy to her massage therapist by noon. Well, what's the holdup? Why aren't we moving?
I'm on the highway to Bellevue. Highway to Bellevue. I'm on the highway to Bellevue. On the highway to Bellevue.
Good heavens, is it absolutely necessary to play those 8-track tapes at such an ungodly volume? Obviously went to public school. Oh, dear. Oh, I seem to have angered him. He's rolling down his window. I sincerely hope he's not armed.
Hey, buddy! Move that boat! Pretty soon I'm gonna ram that can! 520! Set me free! I'm on my way to the yuppie's land!
Hey, I resent that remark.
Bellevue.
You're obviously from Linwood, aren't you?
The Daily Mix Show.